Welcome to the Unaffiliated Creatives Podcast, a show where independent artists can learn from other independent artists. My name is K.A. Everyday, and each week, I will be speaking with some of the most creative minds in the indie music space, trying to figure out what they have learned while navigating through the music industry without the support of major record labels. This podcast is brought to you by the good people over at King Neppy Studios and powered by Red Weasel Media.
Yeah, what's going on? It's your boy K every day. It's your boy K. Hey, I had to do this today, man. We gotta talk about this J. Cole diss, man. I always say this, but if you've been living under a rock, man, I just had to come out and say a couple of things. So J. Cole just recently put out a diss track towards Kendrick Lamar titled 7-Minute Drill. It's crazy because I actually thought it was hot. But a lot of people thought it was mid. I just kept hearing all over the internet, on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, everywhere. People were just saying it was mid. Again, I thought it was hot. But in case you've been living under a rock, I'm a player for y'all. Y'all let me know what y'all think. And then we got to talk about some other things because I think the state of hip-hop is shifting. And I don't like where it's going. Let me see if I can find this song real quick. Y'all hold on for a minute.
WC, it's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bull, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out, how I look having a henchman. If shots get the popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a veil, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first was classic, your last was tragic, your second asleep, but they gassed it. Your third was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. F*** the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Slugs to my soul. Drugs hey, took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than this shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this cause I f*** with him. But push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. Nino with this thing, it's that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him.
So I gotta say, one thing that I actually liked about this song, I like the fact that he actually formatted it like a song. So instead of it just being like a diss track where it's just continuous rapping, he actually put a hook on this thing. So he actually put a little time into this thing. He actually formatted it like a song. And I really appreciate that as being an artist, that he actually took the time to format it as a song versus just being a 3-minute long, just rapping, 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 rapping. He broke it up with a hook. But anyway, I digress. Let's go.
WC, it's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bull, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. Chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the
conductor, conductor, conductor.
I got mixed feelings about this and rap. It's over for that cap. The official cap pillars 2-6. We don't act. We get at shooting lights out. Yeah, my dog stat filler stat stuffers triple double. Get your black duffel body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a sees these positive vibes,
drops a Falcon 9 inside my pocket. This rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that would feel like swatting the fly. 4 albums in 12 years, I can divide. If this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots. This is merely a warning shot to back down. Back in the town where they whipping work and traffic and pounds. My jack jumping about a rapper making blasphemous sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, I can drop 2 classics right now.
Again, the general consensus online is a lot of people thought that this diss track was mad. Again, I liked it. I like the wordplay. I like the overall tone of the song. A lot of people felt that he was a little too laid back. They felt that he should have came with a little bit more aggression. Since, you know, it's supposed to be battling another person, supposed to be competitive. And since J. Cole been on this run where in a lot of songs and a lot of the features that he's been on, he keep proclaiming that he's the, you know, the number one, he's the best, he's called himself Muhammad Ali, and everybody normally feels, you know, that Muhammad Ali is considered to be the GOAT when it comes to the boxing anyway, the greatest of all time. So, you know, a lot of people feel conflicted. They was like, yo, man, if you're going to sit here and keep saying that you the best, but you come up with a diss track like this, and you ain't even really being aggressive, and, you know, you kind of being passive. Again, I don't know. But something just happened here recently that just really hurt my heart. And a lot of people feel that it's totally going to change the way we view rap beats going forward. And it really just going to change hip-hop. So after J. Cole put out this that song, he was on the Dreamville. He was at the Dreamville concert on stage. And he basically apologized to Kendrick Lamar, basically saying that he wasn't even able to sleep after he put out this diss track because it didn't sit right in his heart and in his spirit. And he apologized to K-Dot on stage in front of all of his fans. And he was just basically saying he hoped that Kendrick accept his apology. And that, you know, he didn't really want to send shots at his brother like that. I think he even said that he loved him. And he said he understands that if K-Dot still feels the need to come back with a diss song after hearing this song, that he gonna stick his chin out. And basically, like, this man hit him in the chin. Well, he was basically saying, K-Dot, whatever you got to do, man, I love you, salute, hats off to you. And he basically apologized for talking about his discography because, you know, if anybody that's been around, like I've been around, you know where Cole got what he was doing. He referenced back to Jay-Z's takeover, the whole beef between Jay-Z and Nas. Where Jay-Z went through Nas' discography, and he basically was saying, you know, I can do the math. You only put out so many hot songs in so many years. That's where J. Cole got that from. So he was basically paying homage to Jay-Z by doing that. He basically said that, you know, he only had one hot album. He said one was tragic. The other one people slept on, but people gassed it. So again, that was him kind of doing the whole Jay-Z takeover thing. I thought it was clever. I thought it was witty. But again, a lot of people didn't like it because they felt that J. Cole was capping because they was like, there's no way J. Cole really feel that Kendrick don't really have a good discography. So they felt that he wasn't being genuine. And then a lot of people pretty much know that J. Cole is a good, kind-hearted dude. And they didn't like the fact that he was coming, like he was rapping about some stuff in his diss. That weren't really him. He weren't really being himself. When he started talking about the gunplay and that he got a homie that'll really, you know, go to war with him and really, like, go out there and air things out. But then J. Cole made it seem like, no, I don't even want you to get involved in this beef. If something gonna go down, I'd rather do it myself. People thought that he was capping on that, too. They was like, look, man, you really a nice dude. You ain't really about this life. You ain't about this beef. But this really hurts my heart, and it really hurt a lot of people because, you know, we remember when beef was really beef, like when Tupac and Biggie, again, rest in peace, both of them brothers, man. It was sad to see them go. But back then, beef was really beef. I mean, these cats was, like, talking about a lot of personal stuff. They were going back and forth, taking shots at each other. And at some point, they really didn't like each other. Like, if they would have seen each other, it probably would have been a problem. But J. Cole and Kendrick, I think it just was strictly wax. I don't think they really have that they don't like each other. And it just would have been strictly on wax. So I don't really understand why J. Cole felt the need to have to apologize after putting out that diss track. But y'all heard the track. How y'all feel about it? Y'all let me know. Again, I liked it. I thought it was hot. But the general consensus, if we really scoring these battles, people feel that Kendrick right now is winning the battle. It's 1-0. And after he just came up with this apology, man, I think J. Cole just gracefully bowing out. So I don't know if he's ever going to come out with another diss track going at Kendrick. So we won't really get the back and forth. So now I think the tide is about to switch. And it's really just going to be between K-Doc and Drake. But Drake, in so many words, is already letting us know that he ain't going to back down. And everybody just basically waiting for Drake to put out his diss. You know, everybody trying to figure out when he going to do it. People trying to be patient because, you know, Drake just came off a tour. So they knew he wasn't going to take time in between tour dates to mess around trying to come up with a diss track. But now that his tour is over, he should have plenty of time to sit down, get the pen wet, and come up with some bars for K-Dot. So now, hopefully, they'll at least be able to go back and forth so we can get what we thought we was going to get with J. Cole and Kendrick. I don't know who will win between... Well, yeah, I do know. If we just talking about lyrics, I don't think Drake can hang with K-Dot. Kendrick is just more lyrical. So if we just talking about the strictly bars, Kendrick gonna win. But if we start getting into the how much money we make, how many cars we got, how many women we done been with, how many times we done been around the world and all that stuff, Drake gonna win that hands down. So it depends on how they formulate this beef. I'm gonna be honest, I don't even really think them two guys got a real beef with each other. Like, if they seen each other in the street, ain't not gonna happen. They're not gonna, like, get into no physical altercation or nothing like that, man. Like I said, man, I think all this stuff is just friendly competition. Everybody trying to jockey for that first position. But I do want to talk about this before we get out of here today. A lot of people feel now that J. Cole done backed out of the race, he should never be allowed to rap about or talk about being the greatest or being the number one out of the big three ever again. He ruined his chances when he backed out of the beef or the rap battle by apologizing to K-Dot. A lot of people feeling that he ain't built for this. He's too nice. He's still going to be considered a great MC, but when it comes to jockeying for that number one position, I think he pretty much took himself out of the race by apologizing to K-Dot. But I'm curious to know what y'all think. Again, I appreciate y'all taking time to tune in to the podcast. Y'all be good and stay safe.
Thanks for joining us this week at the Unaffiliated Creators Podcast, the indie artist safe place. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can go subscribe wherever podcasts are streamed so you will never miss a show. If you found value in this podcast, please give us a rating or just simply tell a friend about us. I want to give a big thanks to our sponsors at King Nephew Studios, and I hope you tune in next week. Until then, be good and stay safe.